Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year, they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
The grain trade today was mostly positive, except for the July front month soybean contract. That was the only thing in the grain futures that was down today, and they were down about a penny and three quarters at 15.10¾. The trade is mostly waiting for tomorrow's FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee press conference, which will say what the Fed's thinking and what Ben Bernanke and them are thinking. A lot of people are thinking they're going to taper some of the quantitative easing and maybe increase interest rates just a little bit. So there's a lot of focus on that. The other thing is Informa comes out tomorrow with a revision on their acreage report. Last month they said the corn was going to be about 96.82 million acres. The USDA says 97.3, so they'll revise that tomorrow morning. Soybeans Informa is calling for 78.3 million acres versus the USDA number of 77.1. Spring wheat, it looks like we're going to be about 12.4 million acres. USDA's at 12.7. So there's a lot of interest in that. Another news, new crop beans were up a little bit today. China purchased about 240,000 metric tons. So that's a real positive thing that they're buying new crop soybeans from us. Wheat was just a little bit higher here. Some strength based on technical buying rather than the fundamentals as harvest progresses.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Introducing the new quarter-pounder burgers at McDonald's. From June 18th to the 20th, McDonald's is attracting burger devotees in twos. Because any new quarter-pounder burger you buy, you get another free. Join the rush for buy one, give one today. Another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, price of required purchase on menu board.
Justin, other than the weather and harvest progress, what were traders looking at today?
The other thing we're watching was yesterday's crop progress report, which had a lot of important numbers here. One thing that not a lot of people talk about, but we need to know here in Oklahoma and Texas, is how much cotton's been planted. Overall, the 15-state average came out yesterday, was 95%. Texas was 95% planted as well, but Oklahoma only 69% planted. The five-year average for Oklahoma was 90%, so we're a little bit behind there. With some beneficial rainfalls going on in southwest Oklahoma and in Texas, that put a lot of pressure on the cotton the last few days. December cotton was down $1.67 to $87.32, and I believe it was based mainly on the rainfall and then the progress of getting planted. If you look at the corn condition, we're still pretty good there with corn. The 18-state good to excellent category was 64%, which is up 1% over last week, while the poor to very poor was only 8%, so that's fairly good. If you look at soybeans planted, we were 85% planted, which is the low end of the range. The five-year average for soybeans planted was about 91%, so we're a little bit behind still there. Soybean condition, first week for that, it was 64%. Good to excellent, which is a very strong number versus the last year estimate of 56%.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at a few of our numbers from the markets today, June live cattle were down 32 cents at 119.50, August feeders off 72 at 143.80, and July lean hogs gained 75 cents on the day to finish at 98.70. In our grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was up 5.5 cents at 7.19¼, July Chicago wheat up 7 cents at 6.87½, and July Chicago corn up 4¾ cents at 6.73¼. Soybeans on the Chicago board finished down 1¾ cents at 15.10¾. And July cotton was off 245 points at 84.98 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.